The Little Mermaid took in a great big haul at the box office this weekend. It was the fifth highest Memorial Day opening of all time, in spite of critics' generally crabby reviews. Well, NPR's Tilda Wilson went fishing for other opinions from the movie's target audience.
There's a lot to love about Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Maybe it helps to be 5 years old. Kalia, whose mom did not give her last name, saw the movie in Washington, D.C. She listed everything she liked.
The fishes and the mermaid in the craft.
This seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake.
Critics said the movie was all wet. Kalia would like a word with them.
I told them, why are you being mean to the things that I like?
What more is you looking for under the sea?
Other young critics found The Little Mermaid to be an effective piece of cinema. Seven-year-old Mia Guglielmo found it so fisticated.
There was a lot of jump scares. I liked it more than the first Little Mermaid because it looked more real.
Something about you seems different. I can't quite figure it out.
She got legs!
Some people are annoyed that Disney keeps recycling its old intellectual property with versions of the same movie. 8-year-old Sophia Casarubias did not care. She had never seen the original Little Mermaid.
I like how Ariel and she found her match that she loved. Ariel had a boyfriend and it's really cute.
Casarubias says the Little Mermaid has it all. Romance, comedy, tragedy, bring tissues.
I think it's worth watching because you'll get your tears out because it's really sad.
With an opening weekend that brought in more than $100 million and dedicated fans like these, Disney will be crying all the way to the bank.
She's got everything.
Tilda Wilson, NPR News.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20.